HR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Israeli military says its forces have conducted a precise and targeted operation against Hamas inside Gaza's El Shifa hospital. Deputy and Acting Consul General of Israel in New York, Zach Zahar.
The Israeli tanks that are surrounding the hospital, not only fighting the Hamas terrorists that are hiding within the hospital, but also facilitating routes for innocent people and patients to evacuate.
Hamas says it holds Israel and President Biden fully responsible for the Israeli military's raid of El Shifa. Thousands of people rallied on Washington's National Mall to voice solidarity in the fight against Hamas. Israeli President Isaac Herzog addressed the crowd by video, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took the stage as part of a bilateral group supporting Israel.
We are here united, Democrat and Republican, House and Senate, to say we stand with Israel.
The House passes Speaker Johnson's bill to prevent a government shutdown this week, sending it to the Senate. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Seems to be the fear that the Republicans who gave the new House Speaker a pass this time will be less likely to do so next time, you know, cutting a deal with Democrats, and that there's going to be a forceful, politically forceful attempt to exact more cuts, more controversial policy riders, and the next battle could be the long one that leads to a protracted government shutdown.
At his federal trial, the man accused of attacking former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer last year has apologized. David DePap spoke of conspiracy theories and a plot to end what he viewed as government corruption. CBS's Elise Preston.
In his testimony, DePap says that he was not targeting the Pelosi's, specifically Nancy Pelosi, because of her congressional duties. And in his testimony, he said that he was not trying to stop her from her official business. Of course, in police audio that we have heard and what the prosecution kind of got at, they countered that he had said that he wanted her to wheel into the House floor in a wheelchair.
Newly released Customs and Border Protection data shows apprehensions of migrants who entered the U.S. without legal permission dropped below 189,000 last month, a 14% decrease from nearly 219,000 in September. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
In October, about 30,000 Venezuelan migrants entered Border Patrol custody. That's a 46% drop from September, and this has coincided with the Biden administration's decision to start deportation flights direct to Venezuela for the first time in U.S. history.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. 60 tomorrow, clear skies, lows dip down to about 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday afternoon fight edition, Dub.
Hey,
for a change, it might not be us.
It's not us. No, not us. We're the lovers, man, not the fighters. Good to see you, Nate, working the board, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday to us all.
We've had at least two brouhahas in D.C. today, Dub. Little red-on-red violence. Apparently, the former speaker, Kevin McCarthy, accused of kidney elbowing one of the guys that voted him out of the speakership. So you can see where there might be some bad blood going on there, Dom. And the other one, a GOP senator, literally said, "I will fight you," during an open Senate hearing. Wanted to fight a guy, Dom. What the hell is going on here?
That's no lie.
And a lot of bros, man, a lot of bros in the Republican Party these days.
You know, it's interesting. I was seeking coverage of the little run-in, the brouhaha between the former speaker, the alleged brouhaha, because, you know, he sort of half denies it and sort of half acknowledges it. But here's what I found at the ABC News. Tennessee Rep. Tim Burkett, one of the 8 Republicans who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy from the speakership last month, claimed to ABC News that McCarthy elbowed him in the back after the House GOP meeting on Tuesday morning. They went into a caucus meeting. He came out to do a little NPR interview, this Burkett, and McCarthy comes out and gives him a little kidney shot.
Wow.
He just elbowed me in the kidneys. It was deliberate. It was a cheap shot, he said. Now, McCarthy denied this, according to an NPR reporter who said she witnessed part of the altercation and published the audio of what she saw. He later told ABC News senior correspondent Rachel Scott, "I would not hit him in the kidney. I guess our shoulders hit because Burchett runs up to me afterwards. I didn't know what he was talking about." And then McCarthy, the former speaker, says this, "If I would hit somebody, they would know I hit him."
Oh, see, it just keeps getting more bro sesh every day with these folks.
Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter, and I've heard him describe it. He went on the Clay and Buck immediately to complain mightily, snowflake status and all that kind of stuff. Victimhood, Dom. Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter when McCarthy walked behind him and allegedly, Dom, put his elbow intentionally into Burkett's back. Burkett said he was pushed forward and then followed McCarthy down the hallway to confront him. "I chased after him. I mean, because, you know, you're sitting there thinking, what the heck just happened?" According to the NPR reporter, Burchett asked McCarthy, "Why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back?" The former speaker responded, "I didn't elbow you in the back." And Burchett replied, "You got no guts. You did so." Very mature now.
We've had both of these gentlemen, I mean, really living up to their standing in office.
Dominic on Tuesday afternoon asked to respond to Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, another Republican critic, filing an ethics complaint against him over the alleged episode. McCarthy jokingly expressed relief, adding that he may run for re-election just so he can be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee in the 119th Congress. Gaetz has long been under ethics investigation, but he's pushed back, so pushed back, suggesting it's politically motivated. McCarthy also said he had no knowledge, Dom, of the alleged shoulder-checking former Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, as Kinzinger wrote about in the book, "You're bringing something up I know nothing of," he said. I don't know what that means. Kinzinger accused him also of shoulder checking him? Is he an old hockey guy? I mean, I thought McCarthy was from California, but maybe he grew up on the icy rinks in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, Tom. Maybe he thinks he's one of the Hansen triplets.
And
just, those guys used to put tinfoil on their knuckles.
I had to look it up. Polling for Congress as a whole, congressional job approval. I saw this one from, looks like last week, economist YouGov. Congress has an approval rating of 18, disapprove of 63. Wonder why that is. Low,
the disapproval. Could be higher.
I mean, it could be higher. I mean, Biden's more than almost triple the approval of Congress. But I bet, you know, they're trying to get just a little bit lower.
Now, we've also got some sound of the other near fight that happened in the Congress on the Senate side.
Well, hang on. We got
more deliberative chamber.
We got McCarthy. Let's hear.
Oh, do
McCarthy.
We?
Yeah. Let's hear just a couple short clips. Thank you, Nate. Denying the hip check. Play cut 9, please, Nate.
I did not run and hit the guy. I did not kidney punch him. I did not shoot anything like that.
You didn't shove him.
No.
No. You hear his voice? I didn't do.
I just used my hockey stick like this across his kidneys.
Come on.
That'd be a cross check in hockey, Dom.
Ah, the voice is a tell. Just one more time. I did not. Just please, Nate, just one more. I did not.
I did not run and hit the guy. I did not kidney punch him. I did not shoot anything like that.
You didn't shove him.
No.
No, mom.
My voice always rises three octaves when I'm trying to confirm my lack of guilt.
You're right. One more, McCarthy. Did you elbow? What about the elbow content?
No, I did not elbow him. No, I would not elbow him. I would not hit him in a kidney.
I would not hit him here or there.
I would hit him
over there in the kidneys if I could reach that far. I think he did it. What do you think, Dom? Just the three octave range denial
that undermines
his credibility in some way.
That one gets me. Why'd you elbow me in the back, Kevin? He yelled. Hey, Kevin, you got any guts? That's when the chase ensued, said Claudia Grisales reporting. Burkett took off after McCarthy and his detail. I chased behind with my mic. Hey, Kevin, why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? McCarthy denied giving him an elbow. Burkett wasn't giving in. You got no guts. You did so. The reporter said it right there. What kind of chicken move is that? McCarthy then walked away while Burkett called him childish and a jerk, according to the report. Burkett also revealed that this was his first communication with McCarthy since he voted in favor of a motion to vacate the speaker's chair earlier this year. That's the first communication you had? A little shot to the ribs?
You ever chuck a kid into the lockers?
I mean, sure,
looking
man.
At your girlfriend or something.
As a middle schooler, sure. Come on, man. These are supposed to be the adults in the room. They're supposed to be on the same side. They're supposed to. What do they represent? About 700,000+ people each, every congressional district. So these two morons are representing. You do the math. Over a million people. And that's what we're into. That's how we behave. I mean, you know, when I got to call it the behavior of others, Crudy, and I'm no angel. I'm no saint. Trust me. But come on. Can't you at least play the role for a minute?
Well, Tom, the alleged checkee until very recently is the Speaker of the House. So wouldn't he have 300 million constituents?
Yes, he's everybody's speaker. But that wasn't the only one, Crudy.
Let's get to the more deliberative body. The Senate hearing today and the actions of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. He's got a two first name. Mark Wayne.
Uh-oh.
He's the Republican senator from Oklahoma, and he ain't backing down, Dom. After literally trying to pick a fight with Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien. And here's a little side note. Don't pick a fight with the Teamsters.
From the Raw story, at a Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee meeting, Senator Mark Wayne Millen read a tweet from Teamster Sean O'Brien. The social media post suggested O'Brien was ready to fight the senator. We have the sound, Nate. Let's lay it on the people.
Like he's self-made. Sir, I wish he was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hold, stop it.
Is that your solution, every poll?
No, no, sit down. Sit down. Okay. You know, you're a United States senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Mr. Hold it. Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a
peacemaker Bernie Sanders. That's why I love Bernie. You know, he brought down the gavel of authority. He had the conch, Dom.
Wow. Wow. The bro sesh, man. And I mean, Mark Wayne Mullen, he's kind of a thick dude. He looks like he's a fighter. You know, apparently he's got some training. He doesn't skip leg day. I didn't see the other cat get up off of his chair, but wow, the more deliberative body. Thank you, Senator Sanders. And well, think about the authority. The true power? Senator Sanders didn't have to get up, didn't have to threaten anybody. Didn't have to talk smack. Didn't have to be a bro sesh. Put those boys in their place. Act like adults, you people.
I've got a follow-up interview. Manu Raju with the CNN and the before-mentioned two first name Senator Mark Wade Mullen. Here is what Mullen had to say. He's a thug. Well, instead of O'Brien, after the little verbal sparring, he's been running his mouth forever. Mullen also claimed that it was O'Brien who started the dispute. He called me out. I was just answering the call. Don't say something. You're not going to back up. It's that simple. He's the president of a union. I'm still a guy from Oklahoma.
Bernie. Call me names on Twitter.
We are the devil's advocates, and for a change, it's not us.
It's not us
doing the fighting. Are they a little embarrassed? A little. A skosh. Doubt it.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Good afternoon. I'm legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy. Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you. That's no lie.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Of course, got a big show for you today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Melissa Sanchez. She's a reporter with ProPublica. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin migrant farm workers coming up at 4:30.
Dom, I would like to offer a truce of sorts.
Yeah, of sorts.
A pre-Thanksgiving holiday truce.
I accept your apology, Michael. Thank you. I've been waiting so long. Okay. What?
Because Detroit will be playing my Packers that day. Uh-huh. There'll be at least Cheers. Cranberries on the line. Something on the line. But Dom, I'd like to offer a truce to conservatives. Sometimes I'm a little rough on them, Dom. Some say, some feel. But here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to prove that liberals, guys like me, I'll self-label. I'm that liberal guy that you tell your cousins about at Thanksgiving. Oh, that guy. I hate when he's at the table. And I don't know if you know this, Tim, or whatever your name might be. I'm just thinking of a particular Trumpster I know named Tim.
Okay.
Uncle Tim. Some avoid your company around the holidays.
That happens.
As well. You might be a little strident in your support of the Cheeto Messiah, let's just say. And I think the holidays are for appreciating and being grateful for friends and family, Dom. So here's my deal. My little olive branch, Dom. Here's the truce I offer you. I'd like to talk it out. And if the mood strikes you, I'll even hug it out with you. But I'd like a few of my conservative friends or, you know, acquaintances from here on the radio show. Because if you're a good friend, I'd have your phone number. But here's what I want. I want to have a conversation with you between now and Thanksgiving, Dom. I want to knock out two or three of these. And they might be edited for format, but for the conservatives, if they have, you know, a conversation, I'll record it and we'll play it out like Thanksgiving special.
Okay, so something pre-recorded, not live, to an open call to any conservatives. What about topics? Are you going to nail down any particular topic?
You know what? I'm even going to allow them to choose a couple of topics and, you know, we'll discuss, we'll play on their turf. Whatever they want to talk about, I'll go down that rabbit hole with them, at least initially. You know, I'm not going to sit there and listen to you bash Biden for an hour, but once we move beyond the Biden bashing, I hope to see if we can find common ground on something.
Once we get past the threats of fighting and the kidney punch, we'll actually get to some true content, some issues.
I think so. And we will record the entirety of the conversation. So it would be available as a podcast. So you can't say I took you out of context, but the best parts, let's just say, you know, the special parts, the good parts.
Yeah.
If we could find some common ground, that part, I'm going to play out on Thanksgiving and you can tell all your family and your friends, hey, I had a nice talk with that crazy liberal guy. We found some common ground. So I mean it in all sincerity. I will put in a little extra work. Might even come to you, but not too far, you know. Not too far.
Well, try too hard, girl. Well, I mean, come on. You got phones and Zooms. And
no, I want people all in sorts person. Of different. I want humans in a room together. I think that's the only way I would do this. And just to show my utter sincerity in this, Dom.
Utter sincerity.
You know who I extended the very first offer to have this pre-Thanksgiving, hug it out. Let's find some common ground with our, you know, political opponents.
Ron Johnson.
Slow down.
Ryan Style.
I would certainly endeavor to have that conversation with Brian Style, but CJ, the often banned, haven't talked to him in a long, long time. CJ is the first one. And I didn't know this, but if you're on the naughty list, I guess we had CJ's number. Someone gave it to me. So I extended a personal invitation to CJ and my sincerity to have a human conversation with the man before the holiday.
Okay. I appreciate the
if it ever gets effort. To humanity, we'll play it on the radio.
Are there non-human conversations that you've been having a lot, Crudy?
Well, mostly it involves Benghazi and Afghanistan and Joe Biden's sucks. What about Hunter's laptop? But those aren't the human conversations, right? Those are the political stuff. So I'll lay off the Trump bashing for the sake of the hour. Let's set a time limit. You know, got some stuff to do in my life. But I'll have like an hour-long conversation, lock ourselves in a room. I'll offer you something cold.
Well, and it's 10:30 in the morning. It's Wisconsin. You got to offer
well,
a beer.
If I was Derek Van Orton, I'd certainly offer you a Molson Coors something product. I'll offer you a good beer even. But I'll do it afternoon. So, you know, drinking's acceptable.
Yes, after.
But yeah,
after.
I want
to
do this.
And what is and what do you hope to accomplish by this truce?
I would just like to see if my humanity allows me to find humanity in others. And I think there have been many times in my life. I have often said, Dom, here's Crudy's joke. Give me a campfire, 3 hours, and a 12-pack of beer, and I'll change anybody's mind. I've always felt like that. If you and I sat down, and maybe not your mind, you're quite obstinate, but I've changed your mind on so many topics, Dom. You were like Sean Hannity's little brother when we started doing
what?
It. And look at you now. Look at you now.
You have brought me along on a few topics, Crudy. Yes, I'll give you that. Others, I would think, yes, we've had influence on each other. We have influence on others around us. And if you want to throw back a six pack each and, you know, get into some intoxication and get real, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I encourage that kind of behavior, Michael.
As do I. And I don't even expect you to be there, Dom, because you just interrupt
thanks.
And be absolutist and attack them for their differing ways. And I, Dom, want this to be a real exercise. And I make you this promise.
The only real exercise you've had in a while.
I make you, not Dom, but every other person, the those that want to participate. If you want a hug at the end, I'll give it to you. If you want to hug it out for the holidays, you know, pre-Thanksgiving, because once I get that turkey in me, Dom, there'll be no more hugs.
Fist bumps.
You stay at a distance. Yeah. No kidney punches. There will be no kidney punches.
No
Kevin McCarthy.
Punches. No. No challenges of fighting it out. I will fight you.
Well, no promises. No.
I mean, isn't that why we have like the government that we have, is so we can address our differences in a civil manner? I mean, otherwise we're just, you know, shooting it out in the streets, right? That's why we encourage people to engage in civil discourse and self-governance.
Come over to my house. I'll give you a cold beer, conservatives. Call Nate, 844-967-2789. Let them know. In the meantime, we got a fine guest coming. She is Melissa Sanchez, ProPublica reporter. Next on The Devil's Advocates.
I'm talking about enjoying a bowl of chicken soup with a Reuben and then making dirty Reuben love.
Afternoon delight.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still
going to
give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 60 tomorrow, clear skies, lows dip down to about 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil.